Anesthetics. Until the middle of the 19th century, surgical operations involved agonizing pain for the patients. Such operations were very limited, as speed was essential to minimize suffering. In the previous century, many medications had been used to limit the pain, but none appeared to be fully successful. Mandrake root, opium, cannabis, and alcohol were all tried, but none gave complete relief from pain. Hypnotism could work, but it was not suitable for every person and took weeks of preparation. Early in the 19th century, various gases and vapours were inhaled for recreational purposes, and some produced pleasurable sensations. Nitrous oxide, or laughing gas, was one gas used, ether another. This was used in what came to be called ether frolics. It was noticed that each of these agents, when inhaled, also produced some insensitivity to pain. Both nitrous oxide and ether were used to produce surgical anesthesia by a few practitioners, but nothing was published about this until October 1846, after William Morton administered ether for a successful operation on a young man's neck. News of the successful administration of ether to produce what we now call general anesthesia spread rapidly to Europe. In England, the first major operation on anesthesia took place in University Hospital London, 21st of December 1846. When Robert Liston amputated a patient's leg through his thigh. Since that time, many other anaesthetic agents have been discovered and techniques developed. Local anaesthetics, first used in about 1900, have added to the comfort and safety of surgical procedures. Anaesthesia has transformed surgery from an agonizing, terrifying experience that was performed as rapidly as possible to a painless procedure that need not be rushed. The case contains anaesthetic masks that liquid ether or chloroform would be dropped onto in order to anaesthetize the patient. There are also bottles and containers that would have been used by anaesthetists.